Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 10:30 service on Sunday, August 25th, 2019.
Reading is Isaiah chapter 66, 18 through 23. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and shall see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations of Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, who draw the bow to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands afar off that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the nations. And they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, and in litters and on mules and on dromedaries, to my holy mountain, Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord, and some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain. From new moon to new moon, and from Sabbath to Sabbath, all flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is Hebrews chapter 12, 4 through 24. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time, as it seemed best to them. For he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone and for all the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it may become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterwards, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom, and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet, and a voice whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels in festal gatherings, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday, according to St. Luke, chapter 13. Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. But he will say to you, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you evil workers of evil. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets of the kingdom in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves are cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and from the north and the south and recline at the table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. And this, dear friends, is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
My song will rise to you. Though my heart may fail, my song will rise to you. While
Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from His Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Am I Christian enough to get into heaven? You might have asked yourself that question a time or two. I'm sure all of you have at least thought about it. Am I Christian enough to get into heaven? Well, from our text for today's message, our gospel reading, we hear that on the last day, Jesus says, there will be many. Many people knocking at the door, just as we heard in the children's message, knocking on the door to heaven, and they're all going to be trying to get in. They're going to be saying, you know us, Lord. We ate with you. We drank with you. We listened as you taught us in the streets. We deserve to get in, Lord. Lord, please open the door. Open up that door and let us in. Well, think about this. When we're all lined up, when we're all lined up at that gate to heaven, how are we going to get in? How are we going to get the gatekeeper to swing wide that narrow door, swing wide that narrow gate, and let us come in? Well, I'm sure that if we're all out there standing and yelling and screaming and all that commotion, it's probably not going to work. It's probably not going to get that gate to open up. So what is it that's going to get God or St. Peter or whoever it is that's standing at that gate to heaven to swing that gate open and let us in? What is going to get us into heaven? Well, Jesus was asked that question many times during his earthly ministry, during those 3 years that he ministered there in Israel. Isn't that what the rich young ruler really wanted to know? When that rich young ruler came up to Jesus and said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? In other words, what that man really wanted to know is, Lord, what must I do to get into heaven? Well, I don't think that question is limited to the people of Jesus' day. I think people today ask that same question. I think that question is on the minds of many people today. What must I do to get into heaven? Well, for starters, we all know that we're all on a journey. We're all on this journey called life. We're all on the road of life. And with all journeys, there really has to be a destination, right? You really have to know where it is you're going, right? And the question for all of us here today is, where are you headed? Where are you going? What is your final destination? And then, of course, the next question to follow that is, when you figure out where you're going, the next logical thing to say is, well, how are you going to get there? Where are you going, and how are you going to get there? Well, every one of us here today, as I mentioned before, is on this journey. We're on this journey called life. And for many of us here, that journey maybe have been kind of rough. It maybe has been kind of tough. It maybe has been kind of arduous, while for others, maybe it seems like a piece of cake. But we all have to ask ourselves that first question, don't we? Where is it that we're going? Where is our destination? Where is our final destination? Well, you know, in life, at the end of life, there are really only two places to go, right? One of them is heaven, and the other is hell. Heaven or hell? You know, we know that that road to hell is paved, well-lit, and it's an easy road. It's well-traveled, while the road to heaven is narrow. While that road to heaven is maybe not so easy. Maybe that road to hell looks like it has no ruts in it. It has no potholes. It's well-lit. It's the easy road to take. We've all heard that, right? The road to hell is wide, while the road to heaven, well, it's not quite so easy. It's not quite so well paved. It's not quite so well lit. Well, in our gospel reading for today, Jesus implores us, right? He says, strive to enter in through that narrow door. In other words, what Jesus is saying to us today is, stay on that narrow path. Stay on the narrow way, the one that leads to heaven. And then Jesus further says that right now, this very day, that narrow door is standing open. It's not closed, it's standing open. And then Jesus says, many will try to enter in through that narrow door, and they're going to try to enter in through their own means, through their own efforts, through their own efforts to get through that door. But what does Jesus tell us? He says, they won't be able to get in. Oh, they might think that they deserve to get in. They might think, after all, that they've been pretty good, right? You've probably heard that before. They think that they've lived a good life. They think that they've given enough. They think that they've believed enough in order to get in. But we know the problem with that. You can never be good enough, can you? You can never be good enough for our holy God. You can never be holy enough. Are you Christian enough to get into heaven? Well, the answer to that question is no. No one is. No one is ever good enough to be good enough for God. And remember what Jesus tells us about our good works? What does he say about them? He says, they're like filthy rags, right, to a holy God. And not only that, but we know that this door is standing open. Jesus said that the door to heaven is standing open right now. But then he further says that the time is coming when that door is going to be shut. When that door is going to be shut, the owner of the house is going to return. He's going to shut that door. He's going to bolt it. He's going to lock it. And then at that day, there will be those outside. There's going to be those outside. He says there will be gnashing of teeth. Those people, they may very well be shocked. They may raise their voices in complaint. But the fact of the matter remains, they're going to be outside. They're going to be outside looking in. When you think about that, it certainly doesn't sound very inviting, does it? It certainly doesn't sound very, very good. Where is all the grace? Where is all that grace that we talk about all the time? Where is the love? Where is the comfort? Where is the welcome? And even more so, we might start asking ourselves that question today. How am I ever hope to get that in through that narrow door? How can I ever hope to get through that door and on that path when it seems so narrow? The road is so rough, the road is uneven, and that other way, oh, it seems so easy and it seems so wide. Yes, how can we stay on that narrow path? Well, I think there's a general misconception in our world today is how do people get to heaven? Now, if you went out on the street today and asked that the random person this question, do you believe in heaven or hell? What do you think the answer would be? I think people would probably say yes. Yeah. Although today, in our world today, there are many people who no longer believe in hell. Most people would believe in heaven. Well, how about then? If you believe that heaven or hell exist, then the next question is, where are you going? If you ask that question, what do you think people would say? Well, Most people, again, would say they're going to heaven, right? Very few people are going to say they're going to hell unless it's just a kind of a joke or something that you might hear. No, people say they're going to heaven. But that gets us to the third question. And the third question is this: why? Why should you be let into heaven? Why are you going to heaven? Why should that gate be opened wide for you and you welcomed in? Well, while most people think they're going to heaven, they probably have never really given much thought to the why part. Why should they be let into heaven? Now think about this. If your neighbor told you that he was going to go to Mars, and then you asked him, well, how are you going to get there? And he said, well, you know what? I really haven't thought about that. I don't know. You'd probably think they were pretty crazy, right? Well, they might be pretty crazy anyway for the first part of that. But needless to say, if you're going to go to Mars, if you say you're going to Mars, you ought to know how you're going to get there. Well, the same goes for heaven. Jesus told his listeners in our gospel reading for today, the people outside the door will say, but we ate and we drank with you, Lord, and you taught us in our streets. Do you see the basic myth here about people's relationship with Jesus Christ? They think, wait a minute, you know, I'm a good person. I've been to church. I've heard of Jesus. And I've eaten a few dinners at church even. I've given some money to the church. And I'm certainly not opposed to Jesus. And they think that that's good enough. They think that's going to get them through that narrow door. Yet Jesus has these words for them. I don't know you or where you come from. Jesus even called them evil. He called them evil even though they thought of themselves as good. And we also know the cold hard facts. It applies to us too. We're not good enough either. None of us are. None of us are good enough in order to get us into heaven. None of us are Christian enough to get us through that narrow door. So we might ask that same question the disciples did. So are those that are being saved going to be few? Or is it no one going to be saved? How can dirty, rotten scoundrels, stinking sinners like us, like you and me, ever hope to enter through that narrow door and get into heaven? How can we hope to ever slide through? On our own, it's impossible. But with God, nothing is impossible. If God can turn dirt into a man, he can certainly take us, as sinful and dirty as we are, and make us into something worth saving. Just as Jesus told Nicodemus in the dark of night, you must be born again in order to enter into eternal life. So it is with each one of us. We need to be born again. And God has provided a way. He's provided a way for that to happen. He provided a cleanser that cleans us up from our wretchedness, the dirty, and to purify us and make us holy and make us pure and wash us from our sins. And that cleanser is the very blood of Jesus. The very blood of Jesus shed for you and for me. What can make me clean again? Nothing. Nothing. But the blood of Jesus. What can wash us clean and scrub away all that dirt and muck of our lives and make us acceptable to our holy heavenly Father? What can get us through that narrow door? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Luke recorded Peter's words in the book of Acts, summing it all up. For Peter said, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. And friends, that name is Jesus. Jesus Christ, the very Son of God. God sent his Son down into this world to suffer and die on that cross and shed his blood. And now his blood covers over us. That shed blood covers over us. And when God looks at us, he doesn't see us for the dirty, rotten scoundrels that we are. He sees us as washed in the blood of Jesus. So what can get us through that door? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For Jesus is that narrow door and the way to heaven. Thanks be to God, and to him be the glory. Amen. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus into this world to be our Savior. Thank you for the shedding of his blood, that blood that covers over us and gets us into heaven. And we pray it in Jesus' name, and all God's people say, Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.